Enemy Radio.
That's fair. All right, we're up and running. Enemy Radio show 15.
Yeah, yeah.
You're giving out about what, Colomini?
Yeah.
Why? What do you? Why are you hating on Colomini?
There's no real. The only reason I'm giving out about I don't think he's got much range as an actor.
No, he looks like a spud.
Yeah.
Right, and he talks like a spud.
Star Trek, who are you, Captain? Yeah. What's the crack with you?
Oh, fucking...
But if somebody interviews him and says, how are you? He's like, well, you know, I'm dividing time between LA and New York, you know?
But he's got this horrible fucking, twinge to his accent. I'm dividing time between New York and Los Angeles.
Yeah, but listen, people are watching fucking Star Trek.
Yeah.
And they're seeing you on it. So they know you're not hanging around fucking Crumlin. So just fucking relax, like.
Yeah, fuck off,
you don't need to be measuring
Endor
your cock every. Yeah,
he's Endor. From is that Ireland. In space?
What's Endor from?
Star Wars.
He has to boast about his success. He's from Ireland.
I remember he was interviewed on some Irish thing, and the first thing he said was that he had two agents. Like, that's in house. You don't need to talk about how many agents you have. You never mention your agents. Shut the fuck up, like.
Well, what if he wants to talk about? Is that he's proud, man? He's some fucking
He has something to prove. He shouldn't.
Here, listen. He's from Crumlin, and he's working on Hollywood.
Is he actually from Crumlin?
No, he's not from Crumlin, but he's from Dublin anyway, and he's working in Hollywood and getting paid millions to do it.
Yeah, there's a few people working.
I'd be
Hollywood,
boasting
like,
about that.
You know, there's quite a few people from Dublin that are working in Hollywood.
There's some microphone noise here. Will I adjust the gain levels? Big bang.
I don't care what you're talking.
I don't give a fuck about you. Why are you ginger bastard?
All I care about is
fucking radioactive cunt.
You and your weirdness.
I need to gain some fucking paper. I don't know about gain.
There's no money in anything I do.
Yeah,
I fucking know that firsthand. I'm nearly 33, man. I've never made a penny from any sort of artistic endeavor. Not that I'd ever call it an artistic endeavor, because that's shit. There's no money to be made in anything. Do you know how there's money to be made? And what he does, he's a debt collector, this cunt.
Yeah, well, that's literally collecting money, so of course there is.
But he won't let me talk about the fact
stop
that we're
trying to I feel that. Stop trying to talk about real life shit.
I don't care. Listen, like,
you just said I'm not talking about that.
I don't care. You're a ginger cunt. We talk about that.
This guy, the newcomer's trying to take this.
The fucking rookie, man.
Yeah. Here, listen, there's a reason the two of us are sitting on one side of the bar and you're on your own. Your weirdness level.
Who's the mic closer to,
segregation.
Bitch?
Your weirdness
who's
level.
Who's the fucking microphone closer to?
But, you know, you're giving out about Colomini. Do you know what I want to talk about? I don't want to give out about anything.
Right.
I was thinking about this during the week, and I have a major problem with loungewear.
You don't wear any loungewear?
Like pajamas, and like blokes wearing like... You know the shit that like your granny gets you at Christmas and pennies.
Yeah.
You know, we have the Hulk on it or something. Spitting all over myself here. Like loungewear. Do you go home and like change out your jeans or whatever and put on lounge pants?
No.
I'd be honestly, right? And this must be like a relic from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid someone would knock in for me. Like you're coming out.
No,
and
they'd see
me.
No, that's a legitimate fear.
I would put on joggers. No one calls for me. I don't. No, nobody's allowed to come near my
no
shit.
One wants
no one goes near you anyway.
This guy, rein in your bitch. Rein in your boy because he's fucking.
No, it's not pick on Owen fucking thought you cunt. I have a problem with loungewear. I have a problem with pajamas.
No, Gary, listen.
Wear shorts.
You wear jeans, right?
Yeah.
They look nice. They're tight. They show off your body.
Mm.
You go home. At that point, you're just being for yourself. You need to change into your leopard skin fucking slanket.
What about your onesie? But here's the thing, right?
I have a leopard skin slanket. I don't wear one.
What's a slanket?
Yeah.
It's a blanket with sleeves.
Oh, Jesus.
And it is. It's intense. I feel so free when I'm wearing it.
But see, here's the problem, right?
Yeah.
See, I park my car directly outside my house.
Okay, yeah.
And I live in North Tran, so it's rough. And there's people trying to fuck with my car all the time. So, what if someone tries to, like, break into my car or smash the window? I'd have to chase after somebody wearing a pair of like Ghostbusters
pajamas.
For you.
No.
I'm not going to be very intimidating.
No.
If you're wearing some kind of joggers or some kind of like light gym wear, they're like, oh shit, this guy's been in there doing weights. I'm out of here.
So I'm going to go home and get ready, like look like I just got out of the gym.
No, just wear a pair of shorts.
In case I have to
chase
after
some
doors.
You wear comfortable clothes. You don't wear infantile Hulk pants and shit. You wear You wear some fucking comfortable
joggers. Yeah, but everyone gets
joggers.
Bought them. That's the thing.
That you go out and they're like, yo, this guy's after been working out. I'm out.
Bollocks, man. They don't care.
They do. They're like, this guy looks like he's after been fucking...
Oh, you don't look like I've been fucking doing anything except lifting fucking train ones.
Well, there you go.
Just put on a pair of shorts. No. Pair of shorts.
Don't go out wearing, cartoons.
I'm comfortable enough wearing a pair of jeans. I try on a pair of slippers. I have those. Remember I was telling you I bought a pair of memory foam slippers and they're fantastic.
I went in and you told me they were 10 euro.
They were 10 euro.
They were 12.
All right.
And they weren't... See, the sole felt great.
Yeah.
But they didn't look so good.
It doesn't matter. You're at home.
I know.
You're
but
telling
I
me you're wearing a fucking slinky or some shit.
Yeah, well, no, a slanket, I said.
A slanket, whatever the fuck.
We're past that now. We're onto fucking footwear now.
Wank it.
I'll give you that one. We're onto footwear now.
Yeah.
Your boy like that.
But we're onto footwear. Old, like, grand ass slippers, man. They're fantastic.
I just wear some slip on fucking little moccasins.
If you don't care about the slanket, why would you care about the memory foam footwear?
They just don't look good. The slanket looks really luxuriant.
It's not, though.
You know, when I'm wearing that, I feel so free.
It's not.
I feel like I'm in flux. It's I could go in either direction.
I'm intrigued with the memory foam slippers.
They sell them in Tesco. And,
they're in Tesco, yeah.
Yeah, they just look like proper, like, grandad, kind of tartan type of things,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they are shite looking.
And they're fantastic, they're great.
They look crap.
But the sole of them is memory foam. So like, you put your foot in and it just sinks down into them.
And it remembers that you're Gar and it's like, yeah. Welcome back to your...
It's like Judge Dredd's gun. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Nobody else can wear my slippers.
Welcome
my
back
foot.
To your slippers. Here's the setting that you occurred yesterday. Exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what fucking annoys me? I have no space for a footstool, right? In me gaff. They put my feet up on.
Yeah.
So I have this coffee table.
I have a footstool. Yeah, it's great.
I have this coffee table.
Yeah.
And it's mad uncomfortable because it's a coffee table, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
So I put my feet up on that and it's grand for about 2 or 3 minutes.
But then Achilles will begin to hit the wood.
Level.
Yeah,
that's but it hurts. Yeah.
It does hurt.
And
yeah.
The problem is that my missus sits beside me and she puts her legs over my legs.
Which
and
puts creates increased this, like, stress.
That's an extra weight.
Stress
yeah.
on my knees.
You can't have your partner putting their fucking legs on yours because that interferes with the equilibrium of your own legs.
There's a reason the footstool is lower than...
Yeah.
I would put my legs on a footstool. Sometimes I would use the footstool for snacks and drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I would wheel over the kind of couch and put my foot on the couch.
But you're lonely and you live in
I'm not lonely at all. I absolutely love it.
But, all right.
I live alone, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
That doesn't equate to being lonely. I'm the master of my own environment and
What do you do when you get home?
What? Pick a night. Pick an evening.
Say it's Monday night, right? And you finish work or whatever, 6.
Yeah,
or...
I'm wrecked.
Yeah, you're tired.
I'll go home. Maybe catch up on some weekend stuff that I might have missed. There might be some sports
like what?
On. I don't know, some stuff that I might have taped or whatever. I'll probably have a nap.
An app?
A nap.
Oh, a nap. Okay.
Is there a nap for that? I'll probably have a nap.
A nap app.
Yeah. I'll probably have a bit of a sleep, wake up, maybe cook a meal for myself.
Watch a bit of telly or whatever.
Yeah. Just watch some food.
I can honestly fall asleep or whatever.
Yeah, I fall asleep about 2 then. I get up at 8. Yeah.
You get up at 8 on a Saturday? Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. On Tuesday. You're away. <Hey. laughs> What about the weekends then? Say Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, yeah. You get home. Do you get nap home. On a Friday?
Might have something to do. Might go out somewhere, do something.
Lawyers.
Go to the shops.
Yeah.
Fill up the cupboards, you know.
Yeah.
If I have the energy, clean the place.
Hate cleaning. You know,
watch some films.
Fucking hate cleaning.
See, luxuriant. Maybe have a bath, you know.
See, that's the advantage of living on your own.
Yeah.
When you clean it, it kind of stays clean.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've got a missus, a dog and 2 rabbits. So the place, like,
yeah, you don't
continually
have
looks like it's... Being
I can see that on your face when I see you. You don't have the proper control.
How would you have control? There's just fucking, what, 1, 2, 3. There's fucking 4 vaginas in my house.
You need to make sure
got
the vaginas...
2 female rabbits,
yeah.
A fucking female dog, and a missus.
You need to make sure that the vaginas are tidying up after themselves.
They don't. They don't.
It's different. I'm the tornado in my house. The
you
recognize
he's evil. He's not right. Yeah. He's evil.
That's what
speaking,
I do.
Speaking of me missus, right, I was going to tell you this earlier.
She's a frequent subject.
Mm.
She really is.
She has a lovely
missus. That's great.
Yeah, I remember when she started here.
Fair play to her.
She by her own admission, she'll tell you this herself. She's not a great cook. All
right. Right.
She can bang out the odd thing. She's Polish.
Yeah.
So like she can make a pierogi or whatever.
Cooking isn't an art anymore. It's just following instructions.
Yeah, tell her that.
But she can't do that either. Okay.
So I got obviously the other day I got a fucking tooth pulled out.
Hmm.
So I've got this big fucking gaping hole in me.
So you're living on paste.
So I'm living on soft stuff, you know
you're
what I mean?
On an astronaut's diet.
What?
You're on an astronaut's diet.
Yeah, yeah.
Paste that you suck out of a piece
you
of
really
metal.
Just soups and liquids.
It's like sucking off some kind of cybernetic organism.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I get home there. It was like, when was it? It was Monday night. Last night. Yeah, it was fucking last night. And I got home.
You were working here?
Well, I was, working here.
Yes, yeah.
Got home. I had about an hour before I had to go to band rehearsing, you know. So I get in the door and I'm fucking tired.
What time is this at?
That's about 5 o'clock.
Okay. So you rehearse?
At 6.
How many times a week? Let's just get it all out in the open.
Twice.
Okay, go ahead.
So I get home. It's about 5-ish. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day. because I'm not eating as much because it fucking hurts. So I'm like, I'm going to make some soup or some paste. Whatever.
Some astronaut stuff.
Yeah, some slush.
Yeah.
And she's going, no, you sit down. I'll make it something. So I'm like, shit. Filled with dread.
This is a risk. Yeah.
Filled with fucking dread. Yeah. Right?
But you didn't need that at that point. You needed everything
to be boxed off. Listen, yeah. I got 15 minutes here to buy
something.
You didn't
need the food tension.
Exactly.
She decided with prawn cornflakes.
Yeah. So down she goes to the kitchen.
Prawn cornflakes.
Born cornflakes.
Oh, no, you don't need those. That's not tasty.
Down to the kitchen she goes, right? And she's down there for about 10 minutes, and I'm like, geez, I better go down and check.
You got the fear because
I got a little bit of fear.
You should have, yeah.
I got a little bit of fear. No?
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. But don't get me wrong. She's made some food that has been great before. You know?
Yes.
It's a bit of a freak occurrence.
But there is a shadow on the horizon.
There's a serious shadow.
Yes.
There's a forlooming shadow on the horizon.
Yeah.
The
fear
right?
I can feel it.
I have the fear.
She has the fear.
Yeah.
So I've been out to the kitchen, I'm checking. And she won't let me into the kitchen. Right? She's like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck are you making? You know what I mean? She goes, no, you'll get it in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes later, she comes up to me. Right, I'm sitting in the living room.
So your living room was upstairs?
No. There's kind of two layers.
It's on the mezzanine level.
Yeah.
Oh, you posh cunt.
Yeah, it's where I North Strand, mad.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the dining room. Sorry, living room. Watching TV.
All the rooms have names.
I know there's all separated. Yeah. So she comes into me with this plate, and on the plate is two omelets. Okay,
two omelets.
Not too bad.
Okay, I'm
fine.
Okay,
now,
I'm with you so far.
However, one of them is jet black.
Oh.
It's like...
Okay, how did you know it was an omelet?
One of them looked like an omelet.
So you assumed they were both.
And
okay,
the other
one
looked
fine.
Like some sort of fucking tar
I'm still
shadow.
With you, that's
right?
Fine, yeah.
And there's this sort of fucking gloop on the side of the plate.
An omelet with its own shadow on the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? No, but it's just like sauce or something. Right? I don't know what it is.
Leftover...
Puzzle sauce.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, you know, what's this?
Oh, God.
You know,
I'm there with you now,
I'm living this now.
You're
with me? Yeah. So she's like, no, it's lovely, and I'm there.
No, whenever someone says it's lovely.
You know, says, she hadn't tasted it.
And I'm looking at her, going like, where's yours?
She had not tasted it,
yeah,
exactly.
I'm like, where's
lovely,
yours?
But
she goes, oh, no, I'm just looking after you
But I
now.
Took a pass.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a pizza.
Yeah.
Whenever someone says, it's lovely.
I ordered food.
It's lovely. They're like, oh, no, you try it.
This is so tasty, but listen. I don't know anything about this.
Basically, what it was, right, was cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
In this sort of kind of brownish sauce.
Okay.
Sitting on top of these omelets.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is it? And she goes, no, it's lovely.
I feel really ill.
It's
right
sauce.
Now.
It's sauce, is
oh,
what
God.
She said. So I'm like, what type of sauce? So I'm like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm not going to eat this until you tell me what it is.
Yeah.
Cherry tomatoes in Bisto gravy.
Oh.
Okay. Not
sitting
good.
On top of an omelet.
Not good.
No.
Right?
No, that's not right.
And
she's wired wrong.
That's like open a press and go.
I have a
press?
Picture of it on my phone. I'm going to put it attached to the podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Cherry tomatoes and Bisto gravy on top of an omelet.
She's
like, "What's wrong with you?" And I can't eat.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'll eat the omelets that aren't touching this fucking sauce, this stuff.
Yeah.
I said, but like the stuff that's on it, I tried it. It was horrible, and I had to try it. I had to be nice, you know. And I said, "No, it's
great.
Not for me."
I feel so good.
Yeah, you're not into it, huh?
No, thinking about it.
No,
I get right into the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, you get into it.
I'm
yeah.
very involved.
It doesn't
so right,
sound.
I'm there right now. I'm in the North Strand.
So basically, it was.
I'm in North Strand right now. Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to him. I was like, that's like putting. You, see, you can't put fucking gravy on omelettes. You're not saying putting ketchup on cornflakes or something. You know, you can't do that shit. That's,
no.
You know, she doesn't get the boundaries of food.
Yeah,
you know?
The gravy.
She's
aspect.
Not your man Heston, whatever his name is.
It's literally open a press. Aspect. What
he's
do I have in the press?
Is he the guy with the bald head and the silly glasses?
The super glasses, robot glasses.
The Specsaver glasses.
And he has a big ego. He thinks he's some kind
of... Yeah, he thinks he's great,
He's a chemistry teacher. Oh, I'm a chef now.
Yeah,
woo-hoo.
Exactly.
He's not as good as Ferran Adria, that guy who's the genius.
Oh, that fucking dickhead with the drivers, dive-ins and whatever.
No, that's Guy Fieri. That's a different... That's the complete other side of the scale. This is the guy from El Bulli. Just outside Barcelona, and you go for a 30 course meal plus, and it's like the food is like
30
foam,
course
man.
Meal.
I'm not into it.
You don't know about this place. It's
no.
One of the most famous restaurants in Europe.
I had a 7 course meal recently.
The food is like foam. No, you get like he has little bonsai trees with like shit hanging out that you have to eat.
I want to eat a bonsai tree.
No,
you guys just don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about fucking that show. You
Guy Fieri, we should discuss him at some point. But listen, we've got too much to discuss now. This guy is like a proper Like, he's like a scientist, like you were saying about your Manhattan.
Yeah.
The dishes are crazy. It's like this little bubble of foam, and it's like you... Foam? It's magic. You taste it, and it's like exploding in flavor. It's like something like Willy Wonka or something.
Listen, if I pay for an expensive 30-course meal, and someone brings me a plate of foam, it's getting smack in the
face. Well, 30-course, one course or a couple of courses might be
doesn't
foam.
Doesn't matter, it's foam. But it's
foam. You try the foam, and you're like, this is lovely fucking foam.
Here, listen, I'll spit in a plate.
How much foam can you eat if there's 30 courses?
Oh, Christ, it's not all... You guys are not prepared for new experiences.
No, not in Barcelona.
Not for foam, anyway.
Jesus Christ, potatoes and meat and fucking
vegetables
that I can identify.
We are Irish. Yeah, we are Irish.
Only vegetables that I know the identity of. Exotic.
Everything except parsnips and courgettes.
Give me my
parsnips are
big pot.
Parsnips are horrible.
Give me a big pot of coddle anyway. Yeah, coddle or Irish stew anyway.
Oh, stop.
A big
bowl
of fucking goo.
You don't eat all that shit all the time.
Yeah, I do.
Pizzas, Guy Fieri,
Chicago Town frozen pizzas.
Yeah, well, yeah. Cook, learn to cook. Did you have you watched Guy Fieri much?
Is this the driver? Is Diamonds?
Yeah.
Whatever.
He's great.
Apparently, he's an absolute prick.
Yeah, you can a quick Google.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to dig with these people. Like,
does it matter if he's a prick if his food is alright?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we were talking last week about this. If you judged bands on their looks,
whether
they were pricks,
you'd be out, yeah.
You couldn't listen to anybody. Like Chuck Berry, you would never listen to Chuck Berry, one of the musical greats.
Yeah.
But Guy Fieri. The stories about him are absolutely... He's on TMZ all the time. He's hilarious. Look at the Daily Mail website. He's hilarious. There was a video on TMZ recently where... this is pathetic. Like, there was... you know the Escalades that they roll around in the States? These big, stupid, fucking four-wheel drive, stupid things.
Hmm.
And so it's driving along and it's Guy Fieri's. And the door opens and some kind of camp guy... Oh, fuck you! Gets out of it, right? It's Guy Fieri's hairstylist.
Fuck off. He's a hairstylist.
Well, look at the
He's just got like fucking bleach blonde smoking
hair. He looks like Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, he looks like someone out of fucking Offspring.
Yeah, he's horrible. Actually, he looks like Offspring.
Dexter Holland.
So he gets out, and this dude hops out in the street, and he's crying and screaming and roaring.
Yeah.
And then a foot is repeatedly coming out of the side door of the thing.
He's booting him out of the car.
And he's going, fuck you. And it's Fieri repeatedly kicking the shit out of him. And the people were saying to him, you know, what happened? He's like, we just had a little disagreement.
Really?
I'll get back in that car and
that's
the
bizarre.
Face off.
The hairstylist getting kicked out of a big four-wheel drive, and then a fight ensues. And he says, just a little.
Speaking of feet coming out of things, my uncle worked... I worked in the Mater Hospital for like 8 years.
Yeah.
And my uncle was a porter in the Mater Hospital. And basically, porters just do whatever, you know, whatever you need. They kind of go for...
Like, they wheel around people and stuff.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, so somebody comes out of fucking out of surgery and they need to go.
One got sent down for me once, and I was like, "Listen, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not getting into any wheelchair."
Did you all the
And then what I did was I walked to the fucking room.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was huge. He was like about 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great because I did need a wheelchair at the time, and I walked to the room with the exertion that I had gone through walking to the room made like I was puking.
Yeah. And then he saw you.
Well, I nearly died the next day, but still.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you the story about how you nearly died.
Okay,
In a few minutes. But anyway, my uncle, he got called from the labs. The labs is like the fucking, like the black arts centre, the fucking, the mental hospitals.
Yeah.
All sorts of shit.
They're experimenting on humans there.
I used to get called in there all the time. And,
They're cloning people down there, I know that.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think they're competent enough to do anything like that, but he got called one day and they gave him this... you know, Blender's mayonnaise. The big bastard tub of it. You
5
see, like,
litres of mayonnaise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or like barbecue sauce, whatever.
Oh,
they handed him one of these tubs and they put it on a trolley. And they said, listen, that needs to be brought down. It needs to be brought to such
I'm
and
there
such,
with you, see. I got too involved in these stories.
Right? And there's an area called the Concourse. So it links the two buildings.
Yeah, I know that place, yeah.
And
the Concourse.
It's the Concourse. And he's pushing the fucking trolley, you know.
Oh,
remember, one of the wheels on the thing kind of spins and locks. And the trolley goes tipping over.
Oh, God.
And this Blender's mayonnaise fucking
tub. It's not Blender's mayonnaise.
No, it's not Blender's mayonnaise.
It's not.
Falls, opens, and a human foot just slides down the fucking hall.
Yeah.
A separate
and it runs away
foot.
Then.
No.
The thing, or the thing.
It.
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 There you go, thank you.
And the fucking human foot, on the sole of the foot, because it's covered in goo, you know, they have it like in some sort of like denivate or something like that, just slides. On its foot. On the sole of its foot. All the way down the concourse, and everybody just starts fucking freaking out and running away.
Yeah.
And he got sacked.
Sure, you see...
for dropping a human.
Wow.
The whole foot thing, you see the Chinese doctor who attached
a fucking hand
to your man's ankle.
Do you know what I showed me Mrs. that last night? Do you know what she said? That doesn't work.
It's like he severed his hand in a, on a machine, so he couldn't reattach the hand. They said he attached it to his ankle.
He's got a fucking hand growing out of his ankle.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
To keep it alive. Like,
imagine sexually what you'd be capable of at that point.
Absolutely nothing.
He can't do anything. He can't control it.
No, it's just...
Oh,
there.
You can't control
no,
it.
No, it's just hanging
how would
there.
You control a fucking hand
it's just like
attached
there
to your
like
ankle?
That.
Because the same fucking things...
Yeah, like that fucking mouse that had an ear fucking grown out of his
oh,
back.
It's not,
you,
it's not
you think you can hear it with that fucking
it's
thing.
Not attached to the foot.
No,
it is. It looks
it's
like it's grown out of it. It's just got blood
so
and
they
shit
didn't do it right. They didn't attach it correctly.
No,
no he attached it, but he didn't. You can't hook up the tendons. To the
they
hand.
Should be able to hook up the fucking tendons. It's
how
20,
could they hook it up?
It's 2013 almost.
You can't bring the tendons from the wrist down to the
holy
foot.
Holy shit!
No, you the same tendons that are down there.
Yeah, yeah
no,
but then he's got no tendons in his
foot.
You mad bastard!
There's tendons in the foot.
You can't,
yeah, but
use
they can't
both.
Just cut them open. Then he's got a gammy foot and a fucking
attach
hand.
Attach the
for
foot,
a foot
tendons to the stupid hand.
Well, you have like fucking split the lions on a fucking
what
are, tendon.
What is this?
He's trying to keep
the
hand the
1900s,
alive. He's trying to keep
sake.
The hand alive so when it,
yeah.
his hand heals,
his
he can
arm.
Catch it.
Where is his foot?
His foot is fine.
There.
That's what I just you.
It's,
it
it's like an arm, a hand.
I said
grown
they replace
his,
like his foot with the hand.
How would they replace his foot with a hand?
I thought he lost his foot
no,
and they gave him a
hand
so he could sleep upside down, you stupid bastards. You guys aren't expressing yourself.
Here,
correctly.
Listen, you lost your foot in an accident. We don't have any feet left
yeah,
to give you
yeah.
a hand.
Yeah.
Imagine you, that. You could imagine what you could do sexually, as I said.
That's,
incredible.
It's all comes back to sex with you.
Yeah, what the fuck? You're so frustrated, aren't you?
No, it's all about life, man. Life.
See, the first thing we mentioned, like the scientific medical miracle of somebody having a hand grafted to their fucking
keep
ankle.
It alive.
Yeah. Imagine what you could do sexually.
Yes, exactly. What else are you gonna
you
do?
Could
what?
Wank off a dog without leaning down. Like
that's your thoughts.
No, this is me fucking mind melding.
You can pleasure,
no,
you can pleasure your missus just by sitting there.
Yeah,
that's
you wouldn't
disgusting.
Even have to look at your mum.
That's disgusting.
Why?
I refute what you just said. That is sick.
What?
I was thinking. If they
you think
could give you, imagine having three hands. You'd be an incredible lover.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You know? You'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, but this is about saving the
well,
guy's
you could have
hand.
Sex and give her a foot massage at the same time.
And
that'd be about all you could do.
That's pretty incredible.
That'd be about it, yeah. Cut her toenails.
Yeah,
no,
but, yeah.
The foot
yeah.
massage. That'd be
but
incredible.
Then when
imagine
you
the orgasm that results from that.
But when you take your sock off and she's like, what the fuck is a hand doing there? What are you going
well,
to
say? What type of sock would you have? A
yeah.
sock glove?
Yeah.
Mental,
who cares?
It? You have to have some element.
You're giving
socks,
out the
fucking
incredible
gloves.
Love. No one gives a shit if you're a freak.
They would.
No.
You're not going to get to give anybody incredible love. The minute
you don't walk up to somebody in the bar and go,
what's wrong with your foot?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fucking hand growing out there.
No, you don't. You have a shoe on. You walk up to somebody in a bar and
what type of shoe are you going to wear? Because you got a thumb.
You can put your hand in a shoe, it's easy.
But you're gonna crush your thumb.
Yeah, but
who
you
cares?
Have two, what about two shoes?
Yeah.
For one foot.
No, it's weird, same. Weird shaped shoes.
Why, what's the mental block with this? You have a hand in one shoe and a foot in the other.
Yeah, but you've got 2 feet as well. Like, you've got 2 feet and a hand.
Yeah.
No, your foot has been replaced by a hand.
It hasn't.
So you go up
no,
to a girl
not,
or a guy in a bar.
He's talking about if you cut your foot off or
you go up to a girl or a guy in the bar and you say, hey, what's going on?
So
and then
where are you from?
Your
the
personality gets
hand
you to
for a, foot.
A certain stage. You bring them back and they're like, yo, there's another hand here.
Yeah,
they'd
be like a fucking half monkey.
They'd be
yeah.
out the door before you can fucking say
yeah.
no.
Hang
they'll
on.
Be in the. They'll be like, why am I getting loved down so good
no,
like this?
No, man, no, not a fucking hope in hell.
You should edit this whole bit out. This is shit.
You'd have to turn off all. You'd have to turn off all the fucking lights and hope to God she's blind.
Who doesn't turn off all the lights already? Most people are like, get the light, Irish, get the lights out.
Yeah, Irish, yeah. lights off.
Get those lights off.
You're under
don't,
that duvet.
Don't
I've
look
got
me.
Shortcomings. Get them lights off.
Don't make eye contact.
Yeah. Get the make sure we get as drunk as fuck and
yeah.
take all the lights off.
Do it so we don't remember.
Yeah,
we're gonna play your song. What was the song you picked? John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Yeah, do it.
What was the song? Can't remember.
I can't stop.
Some,
or something.
Yeah, whatever. Some
I don't
John
know.
Spencer Blues
some
Explosion.
John I can't
Spencer.
Remember. I'm
Surprise.
On ketamine.
All right, here we go.
Ketamine.
You're on ketamine.
Yeah.
Holy
why'd you sharing?
Oh fuck. Okay, right. John Spencer Blues Explosion. We'll be right back. All right, there we go. Right. Yeah. Bollocks of that.
Where did you go? Where have you been?
Where did I go?
Yeah, you kind of just...
I went for piss.
Yeah. You don't just say that.
I can say whatever the fuck I want. It's great.
You asked him where he went.
Well, he did ask me. I'm not a lawyer.
I was setting up to say something massively imaginative, you know?
No. I was on a fucking unicorn.
Taking a piss.
That's it.
Taking a piss on a unicorn.
That's better.
No, I have to take painkillers because my jaw's killing me now.
Yeah.
There's a vagina mouth.
I have a vagina.
What did they do to you? Tell us.
Had a cracked tooth for the last year.
Right, why didn't you know?
Well, one night, about a year and a bit ago, I was in bed.
Yeah.
And I was reading a book.
Yeah.
And something just fell out of my tooth. What the fuck? I thought that was something bit of food or something.
That's
you know?
Very strange. Yeah.
As it does.
And, so I was like, what the fuck? And I pulled it out, it was a little shard of tooth, and I could feel like there was a sliver going
on. And you hadn't done any biting?
No, not mad. I've never had any issues.
You weren't reading a weird book or anything?
No.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't grinding my teeth or anything like that. Nothing normal. Nothing weird. And, just done nothing about it, really, to be honest with you, because it was fine. It was just a little sliver. There was no pain. There was no nothing. I was like, that's weird.
Okay.
And then I'd say about 6 months ago, I was eating some Chinese food with a Kung Pao. And the cashew nuts. And I was eating, Jesus Christ, one of those cashew nuts is fucking rock hard. Yeah. And I was lashing into it. Yeah. And it was a big chunk of my tooth, one of my molars had fallen out and I ate it.
And
I was crunching into it. But I was using the broken tooth to eat it, making
so
it worse.
To make it
you know?
Your tooth.
Yeah, I ate my fucking tooth.
You're
that cashew nut was fucking rock hard.
Cannibalizing yourself.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you ate yourself.
And again, didn't hurt any other type of bullshit. And I put it off for ages. I just didn't do anything about
you're
it.
You're a man, yes.
It didn't hurt, so
men,
it was grand.
We put things off.
Yeah, you wait until it's literally hanging off you.
Yeah. Or when you have them.
At your own funeral, you're like, hey, I'm sick.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. The reason I'm dead is because I didn't go to the doctor.
I'm a bit ill.
I couldn't afford it.
That's the main reason, fucking everything.
No, I could afford it, but I spent the money on luxuries.
On records. Yeah. Speaking of records, I got this fucking fantastic picture disc of Cramps Bikini Girls.
With machine guns.
Yeah,
love that.
Fucking picture disc. Where'd you get it? I got across the road in the market. It's great. Cost me fucking 20 odd quid. It was great.
Have you found that laser disc player yet?
No, I'm still looking for a laser disc player. I know where there's one, but they won't sell it to me, the bastards. The Oxfam and Francis Street have them. It's sitting in the back. They don't have a price on it.
Why won't they sell it to you?
Well, the problem is with Oxfam is that all their electronic goods have to be tested and be given warranties.
Okay.
So they have an electrician and he's on a voluntary basis, so he might not be there for fucking 2 or 3 months. So you can see into the area, and there's a fucking Panasonic laser disc player. And I went up to the counter and said, listen, there's a fucking laser disc player back there that they really want. Is there any chance you can put my name and number on it? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So there's a sticker on it with my name and my phone number for when the dude gets around to testing it. Because I bought some fucking laser discs down there. I bought the original Star Wars and Boys in the Hood on laser disc. And they've loads more down there, but there's no point in me buying any more.
What's the attraction? Why?
The cut of Star Wars that's on Laserdisc is like the fucking ultimate cut of Star Wars that was ever made. It's apparently Laserdisc actually has analog sound. It hasn't been digitally converted in any way. It has like an analog section of the disc. This is what I know from reading about it. And so it's closer to the original theatrical sound and feel.
Okay.
So, but apparently it's there's no bollocks. There's no digital remastering. It's the print that they used in the cinema in the 70s.
I've seen that too.
Just lashed onto a fucking disc and that's it. There's no
the old VHS is like I've seen.
But this is old VHS. This is from the original fucking movie print.
Yeah.
So apparently it's the ultimate one to get. It cost me £3 or something. It's never been played. I just have 2 laser discs, like 2 great fucking movies, and I'll pick up some more. They actually have a few down there. They have The Hunt for Red October, which I might pick up, which is a great movie.
There you go. Yeah.
Might as well. You're going to get a laser disc player eventually.
Exactly. Like I will pick one up. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. Toot.
Yeah.
And. So a big chunk of my tooth fell out, eating fucking cashew nuts, Chinese food, and I put it off because it was going to Poland, and I knew dental work was a lot cheaper in Poland. So I went over there and I went in, they said, listen, you need a root canal. Listen, I have to fucking drive like 2,000-3,000 miles in the next 2 days. I don't particularly want to be kind of doped out my face and on painkillers. Have to have my wits about me. And he was like, listen, right, I'm going to do a job on it, put some temporary filling into it. You need to get it fixed within the next 3 months. So I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. He told me there's some sort of bacterial infection in the pulp, which is the soft part of the tooth in there.
Jesus.
So it cost me 12 fucking euro in the dentist office.
Wow, that's pretty
12
good.
Euro. Right? And a fantastic dentist. They were lovely, spoke English, the whole thing.
Mm.
And this is in fucking, in like the blocks in Poland, in Nowa Huta, which is a rough fucking kip.
Yeah.
And fantastic fucking dentist. Done the job, sent me off home. The the temporary fill-in lasted like 4 days before I got pulled out.
I
ate the temporary filling. I was in Oberhausen in Germany eating this barbecue with chewy cheese, yeah. And it was fucking amazing. It was holy shit. And I was like lashing into it, and like bop, popped out. So finally, I fucking bit the bullet. I went to the dentist there 2 weeks ago. They told me that the infection that's in my tooth is too crazy, and they put me on antibiotics for a week, and to clear up the infection before they could pull it out. So I went in. They put a laser to my gums, right? They cut these kind of trap doors in your gums.
From laser discs to laser teeth.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's crazy. Like a little laser, right? Gave me 6 injections in the gob to numb me up. And then he puts his laser to me. He cuts kind of sections out of my gums.
He was just showing off. That's just fancy shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
He was tearing chunks out.
Yeah, he's just tearing me asunder with a laser, basically. Yeah. I have a lightsaber.
Yeah.
And so he puts this thing. It looks like a little small Phillips head screwdriver. And he push it in between the roots of the teeth.
And
kind of push up and down to loosen it.
Yeah.
Then they have like a wrench and they pull at it and then he just lifts it out with his fingers.
They go from futuristic lasers back to old school wrenches and screwdrivers.
Fucking tools.
Did you hear the sound?
Do you know, there was no sound. I was waiting on the big crunch.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
I got a tooth pulled and the root was like massively long and it sounded like a tree. Getting pulled down or something.
No, that was nothing like that.
But she described what it was going to sound like and I was like, no, it's not going to sound like that, but it did.
Really?
Yeah, it's like levering her whole weight.
Oh yeah, dude, this fella was pulling me asunder.
My whole jaw was like,
yeah. Well, the problem was that where he had this kind of bit of a screwdriver type of thing.
Yeah,
I didn't get this done under a bridge, by the way. I got this done like like a proper
dental
clinic.
Yeah, sounds good.
Like, it wasn't actually a screwdriver.
It wasn't
the
back street dentist.
No, it wasn't in here. You know, in Towner. Yeah. No, it wasn't Towner.
Towner taking his teeth out.
You don't want Towner.
Yeah, he would
with his finger nail.
With his big gargoyle.
Well, I wouldn't come here for dentistry.
No, I wouldn't come here for dentistry either. And but the problem was he was kind of leaving the mid shaft of this prying tool on my front teeth.
Yeah.
And I was like waiting for my front teeth to break.
Yeah.
And he had numbed them.
Oh,
so I could feel it. I was like, but he said, once he was done, he said that I felt like a child. He said, oh, you're the best patient I've ever had for that procedure.
They say that to everybody.
To be fair, I didn't freak out.
Yeah.
I wasn't fucking, my feet weren't wiggling. I just sat there and let him do it because it was annoying me for so long. I was looking forward to it being out. Now that it's out, I feel like I've been shot in the fucking face. I feel like 50 Cent. There's just this giant hole.
Oh, he was shot in the face.
He was shot in the face.
Well, Jesus, we talked about him last week.
I think so.
You did, yeah.
He's a piece of shit that doesn't deserve our words.
This is a Brian Sheridan 150 Cent.
I'll do it again.
Yeah. But it's just this giant fucking hole. So I'm talking weird, I'm spitting all over the place because I can't get my shit together in my mouth.
Yeah.
You're all numbed.
Yeah. It's going to take a while to get used to.
Oh, yeah.
And it's enormous. Like, I mean, the tooth was long, but I didn't think it was that wide. There's an enormous gap.
Yeah.
Where they pulled out this fucking thing.
It feels good.
No, not really.
To know how enormous it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible now. The problem was the day that I got it done at like 4 o'clock. And for the whole evening, I was just bleeding. My whole mouth was just bleeding. I tried to go to sleep for a while.
You can do some painting with it. It's good.
Oh yeah, fantastic. Just reuse it.
Use the blood. Yeah.
That's what I done. I made a painting for you.
Do some art. Yeah,
it's something to bring your rabbit for as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, paint the rabbit red.
Or spit it on people. It's so fun.
Go out, find a junkie, spit in
the
face.
Go to the spa and spit blood on people.
They do it. Return the favor.
Yeah, do it.
Absolutely.
No problem. Spit blood on people.
Here, this is what it feels like.
But yeah, so my whole mouth feels really weird now. And right, it feels that kind of itchy pain.
Itchy
pain.
Oh, it's itchy
like
pain.
Like it's healing, you know. But like, there was a massive blood clot in it, and I think part of the blood clot fell out.
They're supposed to give you something to cover.
They do for the first 4 or 5 hours. They're supposed to, you bite down on this kind of gauze, and it compacts all the blood and creates a blood clot.
Yeah.
So what happens is that the whole blood clot falls out, and you're left with just the exposed bone. It's called a dry socket, and apparently it's fucking massively painful.
How do you know about this?
They tell me about this shit.
Wow.
I have to go in a tour so they get stitches. I've got loads of stitches in my mouth.
Dry socket.
Dry socket.
Yeah. Yes.
Sounds like something Alan Partridge was.
Watch out for the dry socket.
But apparently it's seriously painful.
Can't stand Alan Partridge.
Jay, who works here, he had dry socket. He said it was vicious.
Oh,
horrible. No,
yeah, it sounds like some sort of fucking arse infection, doesn't
it? Yeah,
no. I had 4 wisdom teeth pulled. I had to bite down on gauze for like 5 hours, just sitting there, like mouthful.
That's what I was like, yeah. Just literally.
Dry socket.
Yeah, apparently it can happen.
Can't have that. No.
Once you pull any sort of tooth, you get dry socket.
That's not cool.
Not good to anybody.
No, I don't want that.
But you wanted to ask me something.
about something you said last week, which I really think we should have discussed it first, but it's good that we're coming around to it now.
Mm.
You can only express the words yourself, but I was quite worried about what you said, you know?
What did I say?
It was just anyway, you were just like, I don't know where my life is going. The last, I think it was year and a half, you said.
Yeah, yeah, lost, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you kind of said you're not enjoying things, you're not feeling...
I'm not.
I want to get into that. I don't know how far you let me get in there, but yeah. I need to...
Oh, yeah.
I see you when you're like, hey, no, I've been here, I've done this. I went on this road trip and I went to see this band and, oh, I was working last night, I had a few drinks afterwards and... Yeah, you know, it sounds like you have things going on, your girlfriend, all that stuff.
We have a couch you can lie down on.
But then you're saying like,
oh, Freud the face up.
God, yeah. You know, death, horrible, I hate myself.
I think I've just lost all my interest in everything.
Why? You've got a nice place.
I've no interest. I don't know, when I think about...
You're in a couple of bands, you're in a few bands.
Yeah, but that's all bollocks.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Guys are listening there, they're like, why is he saying that?
But I just have no... Like, I'm 32 going on 33, right?
Yeah, who cares about the age?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I feel like I've done loads in my life, right?
You've done a few things.
But done nothing.
No, you've toured around different places.
I've been all over the world.
You've done a few different things.
Loads of different countries.
You've got stories about stuff.
Yeah,
that's what life is about.
Yeah, I shot at a fucking Viking once with a rifle.
Yeah.
Like, I've done loads of shit.
I slept with a few Vikings. What's the deal?
Do you know what I mean? I did take a pot shot at a Viking with a rifle by accident once. That's another story.
Yeah.
But, like... I just feel like it's all bollocks because I'm going to die someday and it means nothing.
I was like that when I was 5, man.
It just means nothing.
No.
I just feel like I should be like fucking living in a monastery somewhere. Like,
yeah, well, that's going to reduce what you can do.
It doesn't mean nothing. It means something to you and everyone else around you.
But I feel like I should be like searching for some sort of like inner
truth. You're talking about now you have a few things going on. You're in a band, whatever, etc.
It's all bollocks.
But you want to go to a monastery, thus
define decreasing
what you do to nothingness.
Yeah, I'd love, lads. I've been in bands since I was 13, rehearsing fucking twice a week. Right.
Well, then quit the band.
No,
then.
But I love doing the band. It's all bollocks.
You said the word love, then.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I love doing the band.
The passion is still
but
there.
I don't know if I love it. Because I actually love it, or I love it just because I've been doing it since I was fucking, like, a teenager, and I just know no different.
But the only thing to do there is take a break for at least 6
months. Yeah, maybe if I take a break, that it'll never come back again.
Maybe you need to get away and just live in the country for a while.
I'd love that.
Go up to the cabin.
Because I don't like the sound of the North Strand.
That's not great.
No.
It's not great.
I've driven through it, and I just keep going.
I got the bus from somewhere ill today, which is the worst place on earth.
No,
I tell you this, right?
Can't be as bad as the Connell Street.
No, it's worse.
It's
honestly
worse.
God, it's fucking worse.
Man.
It's where all the doors from O'Connell Street are from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Basically, what they need to do, right, is for about 3 hours on mid-afternoon, any day of the week, maybe a Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever dole day is, they need to tactically nuclear bomb in series, right, over the space of about 3 or 4 hours. So they get all of them from Fairview all the way down Summerhill and onto O'Connell Street, right?
This is the second
just nuke it from orbit.
Discussed.
But nuke it from orbit.
Yeah.
And, like, periodically. Not just one. Because, like,
they might escape.
Mm. I thought about fucking 8 or 9 of these things over the course of a couple of hours. Mm. Just pepper the fuck out of Summerhill.
One every 15 minutes.
Something like that. Just fucking pot shot the
really
cunts,
good.
The bits,
yeah.
Right? There was a junkie in a wheelchair today, just in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the road. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
A junkie in a wheelchair. Right? Off his fucking nut. And his junkie board on the other side of the road screaming at him, come on!
She sounds
come
like
on! And he
just
didn't even know where he was.
She sounds like talented.
Yeah. He didn't even know where he was. The head is fucking rolling around and he's wheeling one wheel going around in a circle.
Yeah.
Cars beeping at him and shit. And you're like, fuck off! Fuck off! Just, what the fuck, man?
They're expressing themselves.
In my first year of college, we had a guard come in to tell us, like, you know, Drumcondra's a great area, and, like, dead silent, dead straight face, don't face, stay away from Summerhill.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it can't be that bad. Now, I fucking know now.
It's the worst place.
There's a guy a couple of years ago who
liked Summerhill.
Was contracted by some criminal organization to blow up a pub, and he went in. He had his finger in every kind of criminal pie. He was a real fiend. And he blew up the pub, but he was in it at the time. A lot of shit goes down in Summerhill, you know. Summerhill is a romantic kind of place.
Oh, man, it's fucking...
Old school romantic.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking... Some sort of dried out canal that people live on. Because they've got these steps. they lead from the path, the sidewalk down to the road. The
sidewalk.
Yeah. Like, it's on a different level from the road.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like scooped in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's literally just like someone took a fucking shovel of scum and fucked them there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there's nice people who live there. In every bad area.
You know, there's always nice people.
There's always. And like, I'm not painting Dubliners in a bad light. Like, there's proper old school dubs who live in that area who are perfectly fine. They might be chancers and characters, but they're grand. They're not scum.
Yeah.
But the fucking level of scum that are there. There's a little school, and it's on the canal between North Strand and Summerhill. A little school, the primary school, you know? Yeah. And it's, the whole thing is fucking fenced in.
Yeah.
Right? Like, barbed wire fence job. And just fucking dipsos and junkies sitting around.
Dipsos a drinker, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Like a pisshead and fucking junkies just there. Hanging around outside the school all day. In any other fucking part of the city, they'd be just fucking scooped up and fucked off. Mm. You know what I mean? They'd be brought in and processed.
It's the norm.
But down there, because it's so normal, you don't know if the poor fucking kids' parents.
I know, yeah, that's the thing.
But they're just hanging around. Like, I walked by at 12:30 today, and there's loads of them.
They're feeding off the youthful energy of the children.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Fucking vampires.
They need to be around the aura of the children.
But they're just hanging around outside of school.
But it's an endless cycle because the kids are saying that and like, oh, that's normal.
That becomes the norm then.
That's what we're going to be when we grow up, yeah.
And there's four park benches that are along the canal. And it's supposed to be for people feeding ducks or just, you know, taking a break because there's a Rambler's Way type of thing that runs along the canal, you know. And there's little signs up. But you have to stop at Summerhill. There's actually a sign like Rambler's Way this way along the canal. Yeah. And they've got the whole canal gated off. It's fenced off.
Yeah,
because they were getting under the bridges and banging up and fucking staying there drinking cans.
Don't go down. Don't go down.
So if you were doing your Rambler's Way from God knows where along the canal,
you'd want to be an idiot anyway.
You have to be a gobshite anyway. Yeah. But you have to get off.
Let's go
once you hit somewhere a bit hill.
But you can't walk along the canal. You have to get off and walk through the fucking scum central area of Summerhill to get back on at Crow Park to continue on through Habra and that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the whole situation's out of fucking control, lads.
You don't want that.
But yeah, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Right. No. I'm not happy about a multitude of things.
I think it's too much to discuss in this one time frame that we have. But I mean, it's maybe.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm depressed.
But it's not like I'm looking at you going, he has nothing.
No. Far from it. And it's not that I'm depressed or anything like that. It's far from it. So I just feel like I should either be doing more or the stuff that I'm doing, I should be doing better. And not necessarily for recognition, but like I feel like that there's things that I've been involved in since I was a kid.
Yeah.
That I feel like I've been hard done by a little bit. Okay. So I'm soured on them.
Somewhere
that,
now.
Yeah, I'm soured on them that little bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Silly stuff like fucking playing in fucking bands and touring the States and going to Europe and all this type of shit. And I've done it fucking like years ago. Not before anybody else done it, but like any of my kind of fucking peers or people on my level done it. And then when people that are in bands now that not necessarily would have looked up to us, but we would have been there before they started. They go off and play one gig in fucking Birmingham, and the whole country goes fucking bananas. They're like, oh, did you hear such and such a band? Yeah. Got a gig in Birmingham. I was like, I'm just back from fucking New York, you cunts. Do you know what I mean? I'm after being over there for a month.
Three cities, like,
yeah, well, I've done fucking 20 cities in fucking 2 weeks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
And people are like, oh, yeah.
Who are you?
And I'm not looking for a fucking Blue Peter badge.
I know, exactly.
You know what I mean? I just, like, There was lads that fucking we played gigs with years ago who made a bollocks of going to the States. Like, weren't even allowed in. You know what I mean? Because they went without visas and all this type of shit. We done it right. We went and got fucking interviewed. I've got a performance visa for the States. The whole fucking 9 yards.
Yeah.
And people still talk about the fact that these lads weren't allowed into the States.
Yeah.
More to the fact that fucking us off our own back with no fucking record label,
so the
no
people
funding.
Who got denied or...
They got
more of
they got
you.
Fucking claps.
Yeah, so see, like, the guys who screwed up more.
That's like, but again, it might sound like I'm being bitter about it. I'm over it. I don't give a shit.
I know what you're saying.
But it like, feels like everything I've done, like, even with this
but you have a lot of stuff going on that's quite fulfilling. Nice house, pets, girlfriend.
Yeah, but the problem, the grief that comes with it, man.
What do you want? Three girls?
I want three everything.
No, three.
I've got a dog, I've got two rabbits and a girlfriend.
Yeah, but what do you want? A couple of more dogs?
No, I want fucking free rent. More free dogs. Electricity, free gas.
Well, who doesn't, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what I want. Basic fucking shit.
Is your rent high?
Yeah, it's 1,200 a month.
I'm paying that.
You're getting ripped, son! Jesus!
I'm paying 12.
Oh my God.
12 a month, yeah.
I'm paying 12 a month as well.
Excuse? You're paying that as well?
Yeah.
Okay, let's, not without getting too personal. What is it, two bedroom?
It's a college, so it's two bedroom, small. Two bathroom. small, but it's the old school cottages Guinness is built for the
employees.
It's a really nice cottage.
How much is your rent?
900.
900?
Yeah.
Well, you're lonely.
you're saying I am, but I'm not.
Hey, listen, I know.
I used to pay 800 out in sores for a shitbox. Two-bedroom, two-bathroom, tiny little apartment. I'm glad, like, that place...
I'm in a nice apartment now that's, like, underground parking.
So you couldn't live in an apartment?
Underground parking. Nobody
lived there for a year.
I've been there 4 years.
Yeah.
But you're on your own.
What?
I'm sorry,
I've been there 4 years, okay? Two times someone has come to my door. Both times it's been people from electricity that I've absolutely bollocked out of it. You can't get to my front door. My front door is a balcony.
Mm.
You can't get up there. The car is completely secure. Any road I want to go to is right there. There's a selection of fucking supermarkets.
Yeah.
I'm 10 minutes from town on a bus, half an hour on foot. There's the river, trees, two parks.
It's like the park, yeah.
You know.
Like no, I get what you're saying.
But I mean...
For me, I couldn't live in an apartment. I couldn't live in a box room with other boxes. It's not for me.
But see, I'm in an old mill building.
Yeah, but you're still apartments. You have neighbours.
Yeah, but it's not like a big, massively... It is, I do, of course.
My neighbours... I'm going to cut in on top of you. I need to tell you this shit.
You're visibly disturbed.
I'm shook the fuck. Yeah. There's some sort of fucking... You know what a Tesseract is? The TARDIS. Yeah. The fucking Doctor Who TARDIS, right?
Yeah.
The mathematical name for that is a Tesseract. Something that's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, well, that's better than... Yeah.
Right?
I'm fucking not TARDIS. Fucking...
My neighbours. It's the same size house as me.
Yeah.
And I've lost count of the amount of people who live in there.
Yeah.
There are different people coming and going at different times of the week. It's like they're fucking clocking in and clocking out into that fucking house.
They're using it as some sort of a halfway house.
But then there's like old people and shit just walking out.
Are they Irish?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. One of them knocked on my door at 4 o'clock in the morning once looking for a smoke. She was locked. She's like, I live next door. You have a smoke? And I'm there, no, wait in the window.
But, you know, also, what I just want to cut across you completely there.
Mm.
You see this in, obviously, see it in films. But in real life, right, you see... You know, this person came to my door. Rule number one, you never answer your door. If someone is like, I'm on the way up, I'm calling into you.
Yeah.
You know the door's going to ring in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Somebody rings your door at 4 a.m.
Mm.
Don't give them the opportunity to speak to you. Don't open the door.
Well, I open the door because I've had a big fucking baseball bat.
Of course you would have a baseball bat anyway. But you will... I would never open the door. Then I would look who it is. If I don't see them coming to the door, I'll wait till they leave and look who it is leaving. God. You see people in films and they're like, you know, someone's after me. You know, better answer this door.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get the door now.
Why would
you? Fuck you.
First of all, they don't assume there's anybody there. Just don't move. Never answer your door to anybody. That's my rule.
That's mad weird.
I had someone banging down the door of my cottage there while the missus was away in America. And I was watching TV, ignored it. And I knew I was in, the lights not on. Banging down the door again, ignored it. And then the letterbox opened, this little balled up piece of paper stuffed through it. I picked it up after. Like, it left about 20 minutes. Like,
yeah, of course.
Not
going near
the door in case they're standing at the door.
Yeah, yeah.
I picked the ball papers, like, one of the old tenants. Like, I want my mail here, send it to this address. I'm like,
no, you know what? Even if he does get mail, just put it in the fire. How dare he put a ball paper through your fucking letterbox?
This is like, 20 to 7?
Fuck him.
Yeah, I was
how dare anybody put a ball paper
through your fucking
letterbox? This was 20 to 7 last Tuesday, and I was like, I'm too
suck my tits.
How dare he put a ball of paper in there?
This is fucking whatever, Renla, whatever.
But
get his address and call the police on him.
He lives down in Westmead. He came all the way from Westmead to bang on my door.
Call the police on him. Is there a phone number on that?
No.
He's lucky.
Shite in a jar for the next month and mail it to him.
I was going to say, sign up for loads of newsletters and spam mail and shit like that.
Sign that fucker up for some fucking...
Because he gave me his full name and his girlfriend's full name as
what
well.
What a scumbag.
I'm like, yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Knocking on a door. Yeah.
How dare he put anything in a letterbox?
Yeah.
it clearly says no junk mail. Like,
what a dick. What I mean? Like, they come up to the door and they go... Sorry, they come up to the door and they go...
But it wasn't even.
Nobody has answered. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, fuck off.
But it wasn't even a normal. I'm going to use the knocker. It was like the little glass, like pyramid of the front door. Is like hammering it with a set
of
keys.
Take the hint. You've come all the way from Westmead, and still you're getting blank. No one is answering the door. Stephen is inside having a good time. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I could have had my pants around my ankles. I could have been in those incredible Hulk.
You could have been using
your
flashlight. You know,
you didn't answer the door because you were wearing loungewear.
Yeah, wearing loungewear.
Remember that episode of South Park where the bike or the unit is powered by getting spit roasted?
Yeah.
No.
He could have been in the spit roast himself.
Mr. Garrison's like the wheel thing.
Yeah, you have to put it in your mouth and put it on.
Yeah, I could have been pairing you. Or as Garrison, I could have been in my loungewear. You know, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, I'm not wearing my fucking running shorts.
There's nothing like going home and getting into your leopard skin slanket. It's beautiful.
Bollocks.
I'm not wearing my gym.
Absolute bollocks.
I feel so luxuriant when I'm wearing
it. Scooter. Yeah. You should have answered the door and hopefully you would have kind of tried to take a step inside. You could have suplexed him.
Oh, yeah, I could have given him a stunner.
Oh, stunner. Through the fucking door. Yeah. Have some of this.
Or a DDP, a diamond cutter.
That's a door.
We're talking wrestling talk. Yeah.
You might as well be talking Mandarin. I have no idea.
But you're into football, aren't you?
A little bit.
Same difference. Lads doing stuff.
Yeah, but there's none of this romantic suplex, duplex.
This ain't no romantic.
Lads like pretend fighting, man. You don't like action movies.
That's pretty much what it is. It's like, as I always say,
the only action movie I need for the rest of my life is Predator.
Yeah, that's good enough. I want one of those, you know, the Jemison Film Festival thing that they do, that's a Predator poster. I want one of those.
You know what I have? I've got something very nice, but it's going to cost you. It's going to fucking cost you.
I love you.
I have the, I'm not sure what the term for them is, but they're not plastic, they're like heavy, they're like a mouse mat. And they're about 8 foot tall.
Neoprene, I think.
There you go, you're you know stuff. It's about this big.
Yeah.
I'm pointing at something.
That's, what, the 7 foot tall.
And it's for Alien versus Predator.
Mm.
And it's a pair, obviously. And one of them is, and I have the title of
the movie. From the movie. Yeah. Oh, fuck that movie.
So the one on the right is, say, the alien.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, dripping with the alien saliva.
Yeah.
And the one on the left is Predator.
Yeah,
they look incredible.
Yeah, because they got everything fucking wrong. The Predators in that movie were like 11 foot tall.
I'm not getting into it.
Listen,
I'm just saying that you're going to buy this off.
Did you know Jean-Claude Van Damme was supposed to be Predator in the first movie?
Jean-Claude Van Damme was.
And the screen test footage of him as well.
There is footage in the final film where he is.
Really?
The first killing has him in it.
Oh, really?
And what happened was, he's a little bit unstable.
He's a bit odd. He's got a golf ball in his head.
And he was subject to his massive cocaine addiction as well. So what happened was, the very first patchy footage where he comes through and reaches for the person, the first time you see the mirrored Predator, whatever you call it, you know what.
The camo flare.
Is him. He kicked somebody accidentally on purpose and was fired off the movie.
Did you ever see the...
He's a piece of shit.
What the Predator was supposed to look like.
Yes.
You ever see that? Look kind of like a dog. I had the weird backwards legs. Yeah. It's crazy.
The Predator did end up looking pretty crazy, though. Like, pretty
bad. I love the design of Predator.
And Predator is a great movie because... it's not just for kind of like action nerds.
Yeah.
It works as a film. The location is stunning.
Yeah.
The stars of the film are great. There's some great lines in it.
Yeah.
The music is great. The soundtrack is great.
The score is fantastic.
Alan Silvestri's score is fucking beautiful. Yeah. It's brilliant. And if you look at it, like, it's so lush.
Yeah.
It's like, as you people, somebody was saying to me the other day, like Terminator 2, that doesn't compare.
Nah, it's just fucking
Terminator
2
has this like device of the child. Who cares about that kid?
Yeah.
Predator 2, or 1, Predator, is just brilliant.
Predator 2 was a bag of shite, though.
It's an interesting
Terminator
1. Terminator 1 is good, but Predator, stands above and beyond.
I like Terminator 2.
It's okay, but Predator is way above and beyond both.
Yeah, it is.
And there's a little subplot. The characters, like, when one of them dies, the other guy is so cut up about it. Like, what's going on there with those two dudes?
And then you have the weird, like, handshake between Apollo and
you know, Barry.
Big, like, muscle-bound, he's got more steroids.
Yeah.
You know, I miss those kind of close-ups.
You know, apparently they used to get up at, like, 3:30 in the morning and start lifting weights to look bigger than each other.
To be
more pumped. And
before the shot, so you're completely... like pumped while the shot has been taken, and you drink a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it's crazy. Dehydrate yourself to get the veins to pop out.
Yeah, no, but Predator, I have to say,
they do that at bodybuilding shows. They drink brandy before they go on stage.
I was backstage at one, looking at the dudes. But no, you know, it's like music. If you like film, in inverted commas, if you like music, in inverted commas, there are some things you just have to like.
Mm.
Nobody can stand and say, you know, Predator is a genre film. It's crap. It's not. It stands up as a film.
Yeah. That's like RoboCop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first RoboCop movie is pretty much impeccable. It's got a little bit of everything. It's the whole thing is very, very serious, but most certainly tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Walks the fucking line.
You got all those, I'll buy it for a dollar.
Are those newscasts in the first one?
Yeah.
They're works of art.
Because he used all those again when he done Starship Troopers.
Yeah, the OCP.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they were very good in Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Would you like to know more?
Would you like? Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. That's a fucking amazing movie.
Yeah,
also,
it is.
We're at 57 minutes, so we've only played one song.
Who's that? Verhoeven did both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're heading to 57 minutes.
Yeah, we're nearly over. We're nearly over. So we're not going to do any more songs. We'll roll on. It doesn't have to be exactly an hour. We can keep going for a little bit more. It's what, 1:45 in the morning.
Is it really?
Yeah, I have to be back here before 10 a.m.
Oh, so do I. I have to be somewhere before 10 a.m. as well.
I have to be in work.
What, work?
Oh, well, yeah. An office, yeah.
We all have to be in work. It'll be fantastic.
But yeah, remaking RoboCop, that looks atrocious.
No, actually, do you know what? I'm going to slightly disagree with you there. In that, when I seen the trailer, I went to see Gravity there 2 weeks ago, and it was great. And they showed the trailer for RoboCop.
Yes.
And even though it's going to be PG, you know, it's basically a kids' movie, I think it looks okay, lads.
And I will say one thing. Joel Kinnaman, who is, I hope I pronounced that right, who is RoboCop.
Yeah.
As acting goes, he was exceptional. He was in The Killing, the US remake of the Danish.
But he's Morphy in it, is he?
Yeah, he's Morphy.
And The Killing was one of his first roles. He grew up in I think he grew up in the States. So he wasn't, you know, Swedish through and through. But The Killing was one of his first roles where he spoke English. He did a lot of Swedish stuff. He's exceptional in that. And the thing is, he sounded like an American.
Yeah.
I think he was fostered or moved in with an American family or something. But he has the chops.
Yeah.
So, and he's very likable, very charismatic guy.
I just think that when I seen the trailer...
I will give it a chance.
I seen the teaser trailer when they came out with that force. And then teasers? I seen the teasers. Yeah. And then I seen the...
She's nice, though. I love her.
The one with...
I love the girl on that ad.
Oh, yeah.
The new teasers.
And I seen the full trailer then when I went to see Gravity. Yeah. But honestly, I think it looks good because fucking Michael Keaton's in it as well.
I mean, I'll give it a chance, but...
Who's that Keaton? Is he the head of OCP or something?
Yeah.
I'll give it a chance purely because it's RoboCop.
Yeah, but that's
like I liked in the trailer. He had the homage where he originally was silver.
Yeah, they do the blue.
I saw the black.
I just don't like that he has a human hand. It's like,
does he have a human?
Yeah, he has his left hand is still human.
That's his gun hand, is it?
His gun hand.
RoboCop is the gun on the left. Isn't
his
it?
Pleasure hand.
Yeah. His gun hand. Yeah. Is
pleasure hand. Yeah, for Robo flute.
But it's still fully human.
Yeah,
it's like the only thing that's human is his brain and his face. Like.
Yeah, that's supposed to be. Well, apparently they make him more human in this movie. It's
give me some lines from RoboCop that he says. Stop that or something. What does he say?
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Yeah. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Actually, when I was a child, that was my party piece. Was doing RoboCop impressions.
Come on.
And I remember, I can't do it. I have to get up and do the walk and all. Yeah.
Just do the voice.
I can't do the voice. I don't remember.
Give me a line then.
You're a move, creep.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
a move, he's got creep. He's got them all. That's it.
He sounds like Crank.
ED209 is fucking you. I've told you.
You're the first person I've ever heard calling it ED209.
Yeah. What?
Ed 209.
It's not Ed, it's ED.
On the streets, though, we call it.
But on the streets, they're wrong.
Well, I'm not saying they're right or wrong, but that's what we say.
Yeah. Ed 209. Yeah.
There you go.
Negative.
Your move, creep.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, Ed 209.
Listen, Ed.
Let's dance.
You want to go for a drink, Ed?
I can walk downstairs.
And,
There's a cool Aphex Twin track where he samples Ed 209.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
There's loads of old Acid House.
They used to love that, didn't they?
They used to love RoboCop.
They're like off their head on drugs. What will we sample? RoboCop. Miss those days.
A big growl before it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I used to fucking...
miss those days.
My uncle was into all that shit, so he used to play all his records.
Does he still have them?
Probably, yeah.
But listen to a bit of that stuff recently. An album that came out recently, and there's a guy who made a kind of an homage to... Drum and bass, jungle, rave stuff on all the old equipment. And I've been listening to it a lot. Maybe we'll play some tracks.
The only thing, and it's nothing to do with that whatsoever, the only sort of electronic music I listen to, or I have listened to in the last while, is I got a copy of Ronnie Size Represent.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't heard that since I was a
Vapors, kid. Vapors, remember that?
It's amazing.
There's a video with Time Gone Backwards or something, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so.
That was
alright. I bought it at a charity shop for quid, and I fucking have a fucking serious sound system at home. It's fucking amazing. It's all shipped in the '70s.
Yeah.
So
it's vinyl, nice.
Well, it was a CD.
Yeah.
I've never seen it on vinyl. I'm sure it's available. Actually, no, that's a lie. I have seen the 12-inch cut of it. But it's too
Vapors.
Huh?
Of Vapors.
Of brown paper bag.
Oh yeah.
And I have the 12-inch cut at home. I don't know what's on the B side, but. I've never actually listened to them. Don't I have loads of them? I've loads of 12-inch Death Row Records.
Really?
Singles. I have loads of them.
Where'd you get them?
Jeez, I have them fucking years.
Yeah?
Like fucking loads of old Tupac and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All that gear.
The only vaguely electronic music I listened to recently was the Tron Legacy soundtrack by Daft Punk.
That's actually good.
It's actually really good. And they're using it in like loads of adverts, and I just keep catching glimpses of it. I'm like, oh, I need to listen to that again.
It was a lovely feel to that. It was very nice.
I hate Daft Punk as well,
but that was just
like the keyboard version of Foo Fighters.
I don't like Daft Punk at all.
Random Access Memories is a piece of steaming dung. But I mean, they led the vanguard of a very important musical movement, and they were every record that was coming out was made by your man. It was crazy.
Lads with masks, Thomas. Just not into it.
Well, you can't.
No, I mean, this is before that. This is 1996, 1997.
Lads with masks, that could be anybody up there.
Homework is brilliant. Like, Homework is a brilliant album. Discovery is a brilliant album.
I have Homework. It was sitting underneath. I bought a CD in a charity shop, and I'm sitting underneath the CD.
Yeah. Because the videos they made were great. I mean, obviously, I was discussing this with somebody recently. All these bands getting credit for the videos. It's like, no, somebody directed that video. Mm. A creative team made that video.
Yeah.
But the videos they made and the image that they had is so, so good.
Oh, like they have the kind of marketing end of it down to a T, you know. Exactly. It's like,
yeah, too much so.
Maybe, but one of those bands that you could make fucking shoelaces and fucking hoodies and hats.
Yeah.
And they have an image, you know what I mean? They have fucking...
I'm sure,
you know,
Hot Topic has
it. Yeah, exactly.
But apparently, not apparently, but back in... Why did I say the word apparently? Back in what I'm talking about, the first two albums, they were able to back it up. With sounds.
I will.
What I know Homework is an exceptional record.
What I know of them, it's just not my bag.
Yeah.
Not my bag.
There's a couple of songs.
No, it's a feeling. It's a feeling.
Me and you were talking about that Lesurdum Sigitalis, Dark Dancer album last week. That's a great record. Fucking amazing. Yeah. Impeccable from start to finish.
Yeah.
And he has another one under the Lesurdum Sigitalis banner.
I had it years ago. It's not as good.
I don't think it was. I can't find it. I want to get it again.
I think it was on double 10 inch or something.
I don't know. I think I had a CD version of it fucking years ago. Yeah. Other than that, fucking David Holmes. This film's crap. Let's slash the seats.
He's good.
What was the famous one he done then? The one with the orangey blue thing. Escape or something like that. Or Let's Escape or whatever it was called.
I don't know.
It was one of his albums. It was the big David Holmes album that everybody went crazy for.
He's a talented guy. He's done a lot of interesting things.
He done a project with a mate of mine, a comic book artist called Tommy Lee Edwards. For the life of me, I can't remember what the fuck it was. They know each other through some bullshit, I don't know, even though he's based up north.
He's in Belfast, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They were doing some sort of projects. Tommy was working for Microsoft when they released, what's the name of their search engine? Bing, is it?
Yep.
Is it Bing?
Terrible search engine.
But when they were releasing Bing, he had to do this fucking interactive comic book thing where people wrote the storyline, he drew it and animated it and all this type of stuff. And I think David Holmes was involved in the soundtrack. Don't hold me to that. I can't remember. But they became fucking steadfast mates. And now Tommy's working on a short movie called Vandroid, which is meant to be like an old...
Morrison as an android.
Yeah. But it's meant to be like an old...
Horrific.
An old kind of 70s B-movie. So it's about a cyborg dude who can communicate with his Bedford van.
Oh, Holmes would be all over that.
I think Holmes doing the soundtrack to it.
A mutual friend of ours actually was onto Holmes.
Yeah.
And got onto him on Twitter. I helped him out, and we both got onto him on Twitter.
And he got soundtracking.
Phoned him up. He was after that. Phoned him up, and he's like, "Come up to my studio, and we'll hang out." So maybe we'll do that next year. Yeah,
absolutely. Right, it's 1 minute and fucking 5:50 or some shit like that. So we're gonna wrap it.
So unprofessional, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter. It's all bollocks.
Nothing matters anyway. So there was extra talk tonight. It was just talk.
Extra bollocks. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, the song's end of it. Oh yeah, I was just threw the songs in to kind of kill 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Because it's fucking one thing doing it on your own, because you're kind of fighting for things. You're writing an A4 page. I can imagine you
sitting here on your own. It's just such a strange image to me. Yeah. You sitting here
just talking
to yourself. Me being on my own is fucking odd anyway. It never happens. It never happens. I can't think of any time that I've been alone in
that could be the whole key to your whole...
It could be. There's no such thing as guard time.
You need to take... Because you've got wheels.
Yeah, but I've not fucking NCT, so I can't go very far.
Oh, there you go.
So I'll get stung.
I think when you get them, though, you could take little day trips.
I never. The car's too shit to get an NCT.
I think you could take little day trips. Just head north.
I couldn't go anywhere without the dog, even. You know?
Go to Carlingford, go to Down.
You need to go back to Bull.
Just park the car for a few hours.
I went to
Bull
the other night, and there was a fucking lad flashing his lights at me.
No. Never go there. Holy shit. That's Madra. That's the Madra.
That's a fucking dog in capital
of
the city.
Stop that stuff.
But I went up to bring the dog for a walk. And I pull in. Just do it in a fucking Jeep.
They see a dog,
that
means something.
That's probably code.
And it's the breed of dog. If you bring a certain breed of dog,
game for anything,
yeah. You know.
Like,
yeah,
be the fisting dog or something. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want that.
You know, you need to just
send in mixed messages.
Yeah. Err on the side of daylight.
But I just want to walk the dog.
No, like. No. Don't go down there. But that whole area is crazy.
That's mad. It's fucking wild.
It's teeming with the doggers.
You need to bring the three pronged attack to. Bullying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to. I've got nothing against doggers.
No,
I'll
do what they want. That, whatever.
No, but I mean, it's.
But avoid not participating in their code. Avoid not flashing lights back at them or opening the door. I just pulled the fuck in.
You have a certain kind of car and a certain kind of dog. Bollocks. They're like, yo, this dude is
awesome. It's all about the lights.
They're, yeah, it's about lights and windows
they
up and down.
They see his dog and they're like, this dude is XYZ, you know.
Stay with me, missus. Well, that's probably
X. Yeah, that's probably her and they're like, yo, they're going to do a show for us.
No, we're going to do a show.
You can't bring her.
I can't go
anywhere. You have to
anymore.
Go alone or else
anywhere.
Not go at all.
No.
This is bollocks.
Get the car
anymore.
Fixed up and take a day trip. Look
why
at
is
the scene
everything sexual now? Do you ever notice that? Everything's sexual.
Well, with me, yeah.
But in general, you can't do anything.
Yeah, well, yeah. Everybody's just
everywhere
out to get laid.
The fucking other day.
It's the new currency. It's replaced
the other day
money.
I was waiting at the bus stop, right?
Yeah.
And I fucking saw these fucking women looking at me, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like fucking checking me out. And they're like smiling at me. And,
you were loving
but
it.
But I'm there like fucking, it's feeling great.
Puffing out the chest, loving it, yeah.
But like, I still have it. Right? Do you know what it was? Had a snot hanging out my nose. Had a snot hanging out my nose.
I mean, how was it? Very
obvious. A big fucking long one. A big stringy one. Hanging out my nose,
God.
Clinging onto the top of me fucking
why
beard.
Why were they staring? Why were they just not looking, just look away?
But no, one of them.
It's humanity, they'll look and laugh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, look and then be like, okay, I'm not going
to
look at it.
But one of them, not one of them came up to me and said, like, you fucking snot hanging out your nose. They're just looking at me and smiling, and there's me thinking,
yeah,
fucking,
I'm in there.
I would venture that a few of them still were sexually attracted to you.
Probably.
Maybe they're into snots. I mean, like I said, everything's sexual now.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
even have a snot hanging out your nose.
You know, in these kind of times.
These
find
dangerous
an
times.
Yeah.
But that's everybody's into mad shit now. Everybody's into mad shit. I told you before about a friend of mine who watched so much porn that he couldn't have normal sex ever again, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's.
The currency now is flesh, I'm telling you.
But that's bollocks.
Nobody has any coin or paper.
Like, I want money.
It's nipples
know.
And fucking arseholes. Now.
If you said to me, listen, fucking, you've got sex or you've got money for the rest of your life.
I would take,
fucking money.
Yeah.
So you would take the money over never, ever, ever knowing the
I
touch of skin ever
I
again.
I wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah.
But I'd be massively happy in
but
other
with
ways.
The money, you wouldn't be able to buy any.
I'd buy loads
you'd
of rapper shit.
You couldn't be. He's never going to have sex ever
but
again.
But you can buy sex. There's nothing
no,
sex
but he's saying money or sex. Not money which will lead to sex or not sex which will lead
well,
to money.
There's always a
it's
loop,
one or the
other.
They don't come together.
There's always a loophole with everything.
No, there's
together.
No loophole in this one.
But that's
Listen.
There's a loophole. In fact,
these days,
loophole.
Everybody is going around thinking sex.
What the fuck? Like, what's
yeah.
something in the water?
And
is it fluoride?
The thing
that?
About
yeah,
it is.
Fluoride.
And the thing about people, some people are like, oh, that kind of stuff doesn't concern me. They're the biggest threats.
Yeah, but
they're the
like
biggest
threats. It's always the quiet ones. Anyway, listen, I really need a piss.
A so piss? I really
let's,
need a piss.
Let's knock this on the head. It's 1 hour, 10 minutes.
Christ.
And,
it's just 2
my sympathies if you listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Right.
Well done.
We
made it through.
We won't do it next
week.
It's what, Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
Well,
next
week will be the week after then, yeah.
Exactly. Right. That's it.
Sex.
Yeah.
Later.
Sex face. Yeah. Right, yeah, see you after.